Welcome to Seek Christ Today. I'm Beth Fernie Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. Today we have the close of the Sermon on the Mount. A couple weeks ago, Jesus began his Sermon on the Mount talking about blessed be those who are peacemakers. Blessed are those who are merciful. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And here he wraps up that sermon. Here in chapter 5, beginning with verse 38, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer, but if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven." And here it's fascinating, I think, because here Jesus gives a foreshadowing of what is going to happen to him, especially what's going to happen to him on the cross. Because Jesus here is going to walk the walk and talk the talk. Do not resist an evildoer. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus says, "Put away your sword. I will go with you." And he doesn't complain or doesn't even protest when people strike him not only on the right cheek, but on the other, and whip him as well. Give up your cloak. Jesus gives up all his clothing and, in fact, watches as the soldiers gamble for his tunic that is sewn in one piece. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go two. On the way to Golgotha, Jesus has trouble carrying his cross. And so Simon of Cyrene is forced to help him as well. Give to everyone who begs of you. Think about how Jesus heals, even when he's not so sure. The Samaritan woman begging for her child. Jesus says, "Why should I give you anything? You're Samaritan." And she says, "Even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table." And Jesus says, "Yeah, you're right," and heals her daughter. Love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you. As Jesus dies on the cross, he says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what it is that they're doing." Jesus also teaches the disciples to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Here Jesus embodies these things that he tells us to follow. And the section closes with verse 48, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." And there's some debate about what that means. In the Greek, it could be complete, be persistent. Those are all part of the word teleos that's used there in the Greek. So be perfect, be complete, be persistent. That's the challenge that Jesus gives to us. And Jesus also gives us the promise that we're not in this alone. But Jesus promises that he is with us. "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So as we struggle and triumph, as we question, as we figure things out, Jesus promises that as we seek to be complete, to be persistent, to be perfect, that God is with us in that struggle. Some questions to ponder. How does the witness of Jesus and his perfection, how does that challenge you? Where do you see that you need to be more like Jesus? Where do you see God at work this week in examples of patience? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local church where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith with you on the journey as together we seek Christ. Please tune in again next week. Blessings.